Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. In a certain way, one could say that Advent begins with Zechariah. Gabriel appeared to Zechariah at least 6 months before he appeared to Mary, because Elizabeth is pregnant for 6 months by the time Gabriel appears to Mary. That Advent, one could say, begins with Zechariah and Gabriel. And in that account, in chapter 1 of Luke, chapter before this, or the beginning of this, it says, because Gabriel says to Zechariah, because you doubted, you will not be able to speak. And so Zechariah's Advent was 9 months of being mute. Imagine what that was. He was a priest. A priest who can't talk doesn't get hired much. Can't do anything. His wife's old and now pregnant. God has made him poor. He doubted, so what does God want to do for him? He wants to teach him how to trust. Dear people, we need to be careful of how we imagine God's punishment. God has a son, Zechariah, and he doesn't know how to trust him. So what does God do? He makes him poor. And then shows him that he takes care of him. So by the time his son John comes, he knows that God takes care of them in their need. That's what's going on here. So 9 months of silence, don't imagine that as Zechariah being alone and miserable, but God showing him how he's doing everything Zechariah can't now. That's the preparation for Christmas. And that's where the Savior is to be born. That this 9 months Zechariah has, not being able to do much of anything, ends with him praising God. It was filled with love. May we know how to turn to our Lord and understand that his purifying us, his refining us, like the first reading says, is about taking a burden away from us, drawing near to us, showing that he takes care of us, not being hard on us. Let us praise the Father for making us poor where we don't know how to trust him, so that we may come to believe he's our Father in all things.